Sorry, it's been a minute.
It's the holidays. What do you expect?
We've been busy living our lives. Things of that nature.
No, we've just been getting high. Don't listen to her.
We've been getting high, and it's finals week for me, so, you know, shout out to everyone else that's in finals week right now, because it fucking sucks.
I don't miss that. I don't miss that at all.
I will not miss it whenever the fuck I'm done.
I feel like it's been like 8 years since I've been to school.
Oh man. Does 8 hours count? I don't even know if it's been 8 hours actually.
You were just doing homework.
I was just doing homework, but I haven't been in school since fuck noon, but
That one time. Do you know that one guy?
I mean, I do. Do you?
I don't, like, know him, but I, like, know of him.
Know of him. We almost saw him one time, and before you guys get askewed from the point of the story, that one guy is actually a fucking artist, but he makes the dopest music with, like, some fucking instrument he made or some shit like that.
Yeah, he made his own instrument that's pretty bomb.
It
makes some fun noises.
It makes some dope-ass noises, but...
So how was your Thanksgiving?
I mean, it was pretty good with you, and, let's see, I, butchered a vegan version of a pumpkin pie.
That we tried to caramelize. That was pretty fun.
Oh, we tried to caramelize it with a weed plant, too, because we had an edible one and a non-edible one because, like, not everybody in our family smokes weed.
Not everybody can get high. They've got, like, big kid jobs and,
they
like,
do.
Responsibilities and, like, kids to take care of, which, if you have all those things and still get high, fucking big props. Big props. Mad love. Are you excited for Christmas?
Yeah.
Christmas,
are you excited for Christmas?
A little bit.
A little bit? She's already has presents under the tree for me.
That I do.
So I'm slacking like a motherfucker. But
there's still more to come.
There's still more to come. Oh,
I feel like I lacked last Christmas just because of, I don't know. I like broke both my wrists. During that time.
Yeah.
So I don't think I was working full time that time.
No, but, I don't think you were.
Hopefully this Christmas makes up for it.
Public service announcement, never get me to teach you how to snowboard.
Just don't go to the top of the mountain if you have like anxiety and fear if you're gonna die, because you won't listen to anything. Nothing will be logical.
When the
flight or fight senses kick in.
Freeze is the other one.
Freeze. Yeah. I was just fucking wanting to get the fuck off the top of the mountain. I was like, I just felt like myself, like Charlie Browning down fucking Keystone, where I was just like nonstop barrel rolling, buh buh buh, and I just like pictured.
I mean, you felt it, but you didn't let it happen.
I felt it, but I mean, I'd let it happen at the bottom of the mountain, so I just didn't fully snowball.
Hindsight's 20/20, but, you know.
Instead of breaking my neck, I just broke both my wrists, so I'll take the two wrists instead of death.
Impressive for the first time snowboarding ever, but
I mean, you know, go big or go home.
Exactly. So, I figured this week we could dive into things such as, like, festival identities, personal identities, shit like that, because we're bored in quarantine and what else is there to do?
What do you mean by festival identity?
Well, I feel like there is different people that you see at the festival when you, and this isn't the stereotype, but it's totally fucking stereotyping, so. But there's rave babies. There's, like, the creepier older guys who are, like, just there to, like, get some rave babies, which is, that sounds really rapey as I say that out loud, so.
Maybe. I mean, I feel like there probably are definitely people there that, I mean, like, but not gonna lie, like, if you go into a rave, there's a more than likely, more than 50% chance that there are probably there are people that would probably be down to clown, you know, if at the end of the rave. However, a lot of these people, I feel like they just don't know how to go about, like, socially talking to people or interacting with people just because they're as well, like, fucked up.
Honestly, that's true, because I know even some of our friends, and we will not name names because, you know, space cast that goes to space and shit, but, like, some of them just think their personality comes out with drugs.
Potentially.
Just, like, that they have better personalities on drugs. I don't know. Do you know people like that, or am I just...
I may be like that. I don't know. I don't want to say, I mean, like, my personality.
You seem to like yourself
more. I like myself more. I like everything more. But I don't feel like that's, like, 100% me. That's not, like... I don't know. I feel like that's just the drugs.
That's true. I feel like the, like, true way to, like, really, like, find yourself type thing is, like, yeah, do all the drugs, but then also have, like, a... P.S. Not kids, but anyway,
We don't encourage drug use, just scientific research.
Scientific and psychological research, exactly. That's what I will say. But I also think that people should spend some time, like, sober and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, it's not something that... I'm not saying you should drop acid every day, all day, multiple times a week type deal. It's definitely something that
you need
your brain to recover from a little bit, but... I mean, as well as, like, there are regimens of microdosing on occasional days and whatnot. So, I mean, personally, just figure out what works for you, but realize that you don't want to become fully mentally, chemically dependent on this drug personally. That's my personal fear, is just, like,
and people do it
in
too.
Order to rely on happiness to have the trip, and it's just like, nah. But in a sense, is like, I feel like in these times and in these days, with the lack of shows, I don't have, like, a reason to trip. It's, like, cold and shit, so it's, like, I could go outside, but it's, like, I want to come back inside within, like, an hour at most.
An hour is pushing it for her. Let's be, like, 30 minutes.
If it's, like, a sunny, good day, we could definitely extend it, you know, but to experience a full acid trip out in the winter outside, it's not for me. I like to stay indoors and be cozy and shit, but that's also just, I do that most days, so I kind of want to do something fun, do something out of the ordinary.
Well, I also feel like there's, like, honestly different quarantine identities. Just, like, you know, like the homie that has no OnlyFans now, shout out to the homies, but then, like, also, like, oh, I've been staying inside all day masturbating and smoking weed. Like, quarantine's fucking lit. Like,
I feel like, yeah, it's definitely rotten or made people try and figure out other hustles, and it's definitely probably maybe enhanced other people's just caveman hibernate laziness. I mean, that's probably for me personally. I probably had many opportunities to, like, hustle and do other things. However, I just like to lay in bed and watch YouTube videos, so. But then there's, like, on the other hand, where I have taken some time out of quarantine to teach myself and learn new skills and trades to maybe not, like, necessarily capitalize right now, but to hopefully reap the reward later of, like, learning a whole new skill and trade, in a sense of maybe self-taught skills. I don't know.
I feel like, if anything, quarantine has kind of shown us, like, hey, bitch, there's no time like the present, for real. Because you never know until you're, like, stuck in your house for a fucking year. But, like,
I don't know. For me, like, personally, it's just, like, oh, what's... I mean, like, granted, I could probably be doing better on bills financially and caught up on certain things, but it's just like, man, what's the point of, like, super hardcore hustling to get ahead and all this other stuff as long as I'm like maintaining, because there's like nothing to do, there's like nothing to look forward to, there's no shows, there's no festivals, there's, I mean, now especially that it's winter time, but even still with like winter time there's like indoor venues and stuff, but it's just, I don't know.
But you know, here will be my one shred of optimism for 2020 is that this vaccine's rolling out, it's gonna be fine and not turn us all into zombies, like, and we're going to be back to normal within a year by the summer.
Are you going to take it?
I don't know if I'm going to take it. I think I'm going to let the military take it first.
Cause, I mean, like, aren't they already doing that?
They are already doing it, but, like, I'm going to just make sure they're good before, you know.
I mean, that's what they're doing. That's what they typically do before rolling out to civilians.
Yeah, but veterans are, like, Military 2.0, where they'll roll it out to the VA after they do it to the military.
Yeah, I still probably won't take it.
It's like, I'm 50-50. Like, I don't know. It's, I don't get my flu shots. I don't, like, sometimes I do. Kind of depends on the year. I don't know. After seeing the recent percentages, I get a little bit more and more hesitant of modern science, just because, like, I think it was like 46% the last time I read something about statistics effectivity. But
I think I heard 69% of statistics are made up.
That would be hilarious.
Nice.
I know, right? Shit. Let's see, what else?
I don't know, you tell me.
Well, let's see. Our identities... I don't know. How would you define identity?
That's a pretty broad statement.
Just in general.
In general?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, personally... It'd probably have to come down to, like, what you stand for as a person. And as on top of that, like, what you feel comfortable doing and partaking in. Whether it be, you know, extracurriculars and a certain style or, you know, just certain hobbies. You know... Boiling it down to what you stand for as a person, I guess, or what identifies who you are and what you may leave behind if you were to be gone tomorrow.
I agree. And I almost feel, for me at least, I almost feel like it's your own version of a autobiography, like a self-written autobiography of, these are the words that I want the rest of the world to view me as.
Yeah. I mean, for me personally, it's also just like I have that self-doubting inner voice of no one gives a fuck about what you what you identify as.
But I don't feel like they do, but yeah, we do.
I mean, I feel like it's important and key to figuring out for yourself as far as feeling comfortable within yourself. However, it's, I feel like it's everyone's own personal journey and potentially struggle for some people, that they don't want to hear your struggle if it was a struggle. That's just my thing.
I get that. I kind of agree, but I also think that, I don't know.
Not to say that I don't want to hear anybody's struggles. If you're, feel free to slide through if you want.
We
want to
hear all the struggles.
Don't say that. I don't want to hear you. I just feel like in that personal sense.
Internally,
nobody wants to hear my fucking life story. I mean, it's been a roller coaster. I'm pretty sure it's pretty unique I don't know, in my eyes. I don't know anybody else like me, but no one cares.
I feel like we all care. It's just a matter of, like, we put more concern on, like, our own self-identifiers.
Yeah. There's also certain things that I would say that, like, are my identity, but I don't want to, like, let them identify me, if that makes sense.
Okay, what identifiers would that be?
Next question.
Okay. I know. Have you ever been, like, involuntarily identified, if that makes sense? Just, like, put into a group you didn't think you were a part of, but, like, you know, that's how the world sees me, type shit.
I mean, honestly, like, just through, like, high school, I mean, and, like, the way I was dressed and, like, body type and shit, body image issues and whatnot, it's like people called me a guy and all this shit, and it was just like, bruh, like,
yo, you're talking to Manna of Our Lady Star of the Sea eighth grade year, what up? And I definitely feel like I could relate to that, just because, you know, you try and either A, you're not petite and cute like the rest of the class, so you have to, I don't know, develop a fucking personality, or B, you kind of just, like, I should say develop a personality in the later years, because when you're going through the awkward brute of it all, I feel like it's kind of just like, is this gonna be over yet? Like,
yeah, I just kept to myself, and, like, in reality, at least my high school experience, I mean, I had fun in my extracurriculars, and I had, like, probably some classmate friends and acquaintances and whatnot. However, I haven't talked to those motherfuckers in damn near 10 years. And, I get that. And I'm sure they all have wonderful lives, and I hope they're living their best life. However, I don't know. I've moved on.
I agree.
I mean, I have my friends now, and I feel like that's just the turn of life. So, I mean, if you're, like, a high schooler right now, and you're just like, oh, this place, like, don't fucking worry about it. Just remember, this
nobody
is,
will care.
This is like this is like the smallest fraction of your time, a smallest fraction of your life that you're just having to go through, and then, like, once you're done, you can do whatever the fuck you want. You don't have to go to college. You don't have to go to that tech school. You don't have to go to that community college. You don't have to join the military. Do whatever the fuck you want to do.
And what makes you happy?
Exactly. Figure out what you love. Figure out how you can capitalize on it. And fucking market the fuck out of yourself. I feel like that's the three keys to just doing whatever you want, you know? If you, like...
yeah?
You know, if you want to be, like, a fucking cat trainer, I feel like there's a way to do that. You can get paid for it.
Joe Exotic.
I mean, not even, like, big cat.
I know, not, like, big cat domestic trainer, but, cat. Like, that's where my brain went.
House trainer. You want your cat to learn to play dead? I got you, bro. I'll come teach your cat how to play dead. You want your cat to learn how to play shake? Play shake.
Yo, if there's any like cat that. Trainers that listen, can you, like, send us some videos for our cat? Because, like, he's a wild motherfucker. But,
I mean,
like,
I'm sure my cat could teach you a thing or two. He does flips and shit, so.
He just flips and wall runs.
Yeah.
He thinks he's parkour kitty.
Bruh. Butt kiss? Well, fuck kiss. Your truck kiss. Don't even front kiss. Okay?
I get that. What about... Okay, so... I feel like another one with identity would be sexuality. Would you agree? Yes or no? Even though, at the end of the day, it's nobody's goddamn business whoever you have sex with.
Yeah, I feel like that can come into a big play of your identity. Is, who you decide to spend your sexual time with. And again, that just boils down to what you're comfortable and what your into, what your mind gets drawn to.
And don't get caught up in the phonetics of the different sexual terms now, because I don't even know, and I'm part of the LGBTQIA. Those are all the letters I remember. But
I think after the A, it's just a plus.
I feel like there's more. I feel like there's more numbers that are letters, whatever, acronyms, shit.
They're expanding.
Hard. They're expanding.
Yeah, I mean, technically, one of them that was grouped into all that is something that's not even a choice.
True.
not something that you figure out. And for those of you who aren't figuring out what I'm talking about, that's the intersex of LGBTQIA.
Yes.
Plus acronyms.
Whatever else is in the acronym.
And yeah, it just triggers me that it's all like grouped into that, because it's just like, no one chooses to be intersex. It's just luck of the draw.
That's true, but I also don't know.
And I'm not saying it like, oh, I chose to be gay. Yeah. It's just what, I mean, it's just what felt more comfortable. Because, not going to lie, it's in my experience of getting naughty with the opposite gender, it was just not as fun.
Subpar. Short experience.
It was also one-sided.
You know, that was the most annoying part. Just like, please stop making me go down there if you're not going to return the favor.
It's like, okay, I guess, yeah, I'll go touch myself now, thanks. So and it's also just like connection level wise. So
I feel like you do have better sex with people you like vibe with better.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
One. I also just like the journey of life, of trial and error of hooking up with the right and the wrong people. And I don't know, like I said, whatever your mind is drawn to, like,
good for you.
If you think that girl's got a fat ass, fucking tap that shit. Ask her to lick that donut hole.
Or if you just think she's cute and beautiful, just say she's cute and beautiful.
That doesn't work. Don't listen to her.
That's only how I slid into her DMs.
No.
Anyway, do you have any like cool coming out type stories, or did you like come out to anyone in the family that was just like, fucking faggot? Sorry for anyone who gets offended by lesbians saying
No one. At least in the family was like, oh my god, you gay. And everyone, at least within the family, is pretty accepting. There are those, at least when you're dating females in the South. Dallas isn't that bad. It can be worse in other areas within the Metroplex, but I pretty much just came out to my mom, and I was just like, I think I'm bisexual. And she was like, oh. It's like, yeah, I hooked up with my friend. It was pretty cool, so I think I'm gay. At least at the time, half gay, because I was like still trying to figure out with guys whether or not it was like working or not, just because I felt like it just like emotionally and like physically wasn't working, in a sense.
I get that.
More so in a sense of, I feel like other like guys could probably have better times with other females, so I was just like,
females that are obsessed about the dick, and good for them for being obsessed about the dick.
Yeah, just, you know, those porn star types that can just swallow the whole cockaroni with their
that don't have a gag reflex. And like, shout out to you guys, because
practice makes perfect, I guess. I feel like those were the girls that were just swallowing whole bananas.
I mean, side note, embarrassing story of,
don't tell me. You can tell me.
I think I've told you this before, actually. But I was going down roadhead style on an ex-boyfriend of mine, and he was getting aggressive, which I was like into at the time, and he held my head down there when the gag reflex was working, and can't believe I'm admitting this on public, whatever, podcast, spacecast stuff.
Your mom listens to this.
She might. But I threw up on him, so.
Fucking hot.
talk about the most embarrassing moment of my life, but no, there was a lot more embarrassing moments to come, but who would have thought?
Yeah, but that seems pretty embarrassing.
It was embarrassing. What was the point of my story? I don't remember now.
I don't know. I brought up girls practicing head with bananas, and that was your freaking story that you went with. So
I don't know pretty why I went with that story. Oh, man, that's embarrassing now. But
relatable. I'm relatable. Sure there's somebody else that's done yeah. something like that.
Shout out to the girls that don't have gag reflexes either. That's the point of my story. Thank you. I feel like, I don't know, for my, like, coming out stuff that I tried to tell my parents in high school, but I said, like, yo, mom and dad, I'm bi, and my parents love them to death, but it's one of those sexualities that I feel like it's harder for older generations to wrap their head around, just because it's either, like, I guess it's just hard for them to wrap their head around, like, I like everybody, not just one or the other. I don't know.
I feel like at least the bisexual term is also kind of one within the community that
I get shitted on a lot.
Yeah, and at least like personally, I feel like it's just like, oh, I should just like make a decision, and I feel like at least before dating you, and or at least like, I think maybe even like a little bit before 2019, I was just like, I'm kind of done with men. Let's just kind of go with women for a while. And yeah, so it definitely worked out in my favor. Had a lot more fun. Definitely wasn't a lot. Definitely didn't leave, like, wasn't left alone crying in my bed after somebody just like nutted in my hand and left. So
that's very true. I am the cuddler type. Won't go away. Just keep.
I feel like people are just weird when it comes up to like hooking up. They have, like, it's not really necessarily discussed of like, hey,
it's never like in the pretext of like first date. It's like, hey, if we go home and fuck, like, can you get the fuck out of my house after or not? Like,
yeah, and it's just
nobody's gonna come out and say that shit. Yeah, no one wants to sound like an asshole.
And then it's also just like, as far as the person that goes over to do the fucking, it's just like, does this person want me to stay or not? You know, it's like, yeah, I can ask that, but I also kind of wanted to be the person that stays and just like cuddles. So it's just like, but I don't want to get turned down from that. So like,
yeah, it's like heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's just like, okay, I'll just go like sleep in my bed alone after I just like made you bust when we just busted together or something like that. And it's just like,
I'll just cool. Go cry over yeah. Me. I agree completely. I feel like some of my experiences in the military probably did shift me more in the way of the lady persuasion, just because working with a bunch of guys all day, for the most part, like, it was just kind of like, cool, we can laugh at fart jokes and I can pick up, like, two bottles so much before I just get repulsed with the opposite sex. Maybe that's just me.
I don't know. I mean, not gonna lie, like, I still will say that, like, there are attractive men out there, but
no, I agree,
physically attractive. I just,
a majority of them,
I just, yeah, like, we just don't have fun having sex with them. It's just,
but they're cool homies, so yeah. Shout out to our male,
yeah,
homies.
I'll be your bro. Let's be bros. I'll be your wing lady.
Let's be bros.
I'll get pussy for you, bro.
It's not hard for lesbians. Yeah, I can say, like, that.
I got you, homie. Slide through.
Slide through.
I know some thoughts.
We'll help.
Yeah.
We'll probably make a YouTube series about it, but we'll help. Just kidding. I don't know. The space cast is still young in its...
It's like, what, episode 4? 5?
Okay, so it's episode 5 because episode 4 is getting released at a later date with our homie Audiosaur. Shout out.
That we have to redo?
Yeah, I tried to do a new mixer and technical difficulties were not my friend. But,
yeah, that's what happens when We're you just the, wing it.
We're in the embryonic stages of this spacecast development, so yeah.
You gotta do the test runs before you fully commit.
And I can't wait to watch our, like, hear about our listeners growing with us in our development. So shout out to you guys.
Yeah. Shout out. What's good? Howdy. I hope you're enjoying your day. She's doing drugs right now, so I just have to entertain you. She kind of left me on a... Oh, God damn it. She's coughing up a storm. I hope you guys enjoy that. Hopefully she edits that out. That'd be pretty tight.
It would be, but then you guys wouldn't get a listen into the annoyance of Carissa Gray. Almost Gray. Okay, sorry.
We'll see about that.
Only been engaged a year, guys, but you know, whatever.
Almost. Not quite fully a year.
We're in the same month.
It's like 21 days away, technically.
Did we not get engaged in December?
Technically, no.
Technically, we kept getting engaged the whole night.
Technically, it was January by the time you asked me. Kasan didn't go on until, like, 1.
Oh, God.
Because Louis the Child brought in the new year. It was a rez. I know I
Shout
was
out
really,
decadence.
I was really fucked up and I forgot time existed and I thought like, I remember time existed, don't get me wrong, but at New Year's, instead of it just being normal time like New Year's is, I thought it was like daylight savings time where the like hour went back. So oh, I was man. Like, or it went forward. So like, this song goes on at 1. So if we go and watch Louis the Child, they'll close out, they'll bring in the new year, and then it turns into 1. This is how fucked up I was. I thought I would go from 12 to 1 instantly. And then whoever was in between them, I can't fucking remember, would just like not even be there. But I was just,
I don't even remember who was on it.
I'm sure we could probably look it up, but at that point in the show.
Well, okay, so.
I just wanted to go home.
Preface to the story.
Just wanted to go home.
Don't do LSD and codeine type drugs.
That wasn't codeine type drugs. It was just fucking DayQuil. There was no codeine in it.
There
just was normal.
Robitussin
in it? No, it was just normal DayQuil.
Whatever.
Tuck in DayQuil caps because we had a little sniffle because it was the winter time and we just.
It was like around the time where everybody thinks they got COVID already. Just saying.
Pre-COVID. I had COVID before it was cool, before it shut down everything. Probably not, but who knows?
Probably not.
I've just had the Wook flu many a time, so I feel like I'm immune to most things except for probably AIDS and cancer.
Nobody's immune to that shit.
Magic Johnson is.
Is he though? Have you heard his health concerns?
I don't know. I just feel like that was a joke somebody pulled somewhere.
I can see it though.
Dead air.
No, anyway.
Dead air.
I also feel like an identity that isn't addressed that well.
What? Say that again.
You say what you needed to again?
I said, oh, this again? This topic again?
Oh, because of the military. Okay. No, it's okay.
This is where we were going? Okay.
I just meant the identity part of when people get out of the military, that they tend to lose their sense of identity when they first get out because they don't have a structured lifestyle anymore, and they're essentially toddlers let out of the cage type thing, where they're allowed to do what they want now.
I mean,
and they have to like create their own new identity is what I've conclusion.
That's kind of just what life is. I mean, the only difference about potentially military compared to college is, I mean, yeah, while in the military, you probably do learn a specific skill trait. You could probably go to school. You could probably go to school while in the military and earn a degree and all that stuff. It's just, you know, you come out and it's just, was that really who you are? Was that really who you were as a person? Or is it just something that you fell into? And so it's just, I feel like that personally is my observation of like military people. And so it's just like, they're potentially stuck on this.
I don't know. I realize that this is your opinion and I love you, but I don't know if you, until you're in the brood of it, that it's not the same looking in as it is when you're in, if that makes sense. Just because
I mean, yeah, I have no experience because I haven't experienced it. However, I can, outsider looking in, kind of. And I'm just going off of, like, if I went and joined the military when I was 18, right out of high school, how I feel like a good majority of the fresh enrollments are. Mm-hmm. Understandably, you were 20, 21, or whatever when you were enrolled.
There's others that.
Yeah, then later, you know. But would you agree that majority of them are 18?
Like, a good, I'll say, like, 70%.
Okay. So, at least me personally, when I was 18, I had no idea. I mean, I had an idea. However, it was, and I've just been somebody that's always just been back and forth on what I wanted to do within life.
I agree.
You know, like, when I was in middle school, I wanted to be like a CSI investigator. And then I went into, you know, high school and did FFA stuff and wanted to be an ag teacher. And then, you know, after that, you know, I wanted to potentially pursue nursing and then just kind of got, like, lost within just because I left school and just, like, having mundane jobs, you know, mundane desk jobs and figuring out, like, what I wanted to do within that company and not really figuring out what I really wanted to do personally. Excuse me. So, I mean, at least that's, like, where kind of drugs have kind of helped me realize is like, oh, I really like being creative. Mm-hmm. Oh, I really don't like having to be enslaved to a business, a company, and, you know, uphold a dress code or, you know, be 15, 20 minutes late because of traffic or an accident or something like that and then potentially lose my job. So, at least for the route of where I want to go and you know, be creative and, like, be my own boss type deal. Mm-hmm. That came from trial and error of having all these lame fucking jobs, you know? And just personally, going back to what we were actually fucking talking about, military, if I went that route, I'm sure, like, I would have found something cool or something amazing to do within the military and whatnot. But, again, that's, like, where your environment shapes your mind and where if that's really something that comes from within, if that's really what you want to do, cool. I hope you took many a time to reflect on that and make that decision. And I hope it benefits you. It has amazing benefits. Don't get me wrong. Pay for fucking school. They get you fucking, like, great benefits. Don't get me wrong. I kind of wish I had the balls, and big congrats to everybody who's been within the military. I've done too much acid to agree with anything military wise. Make peace, not war. They make too much fucking money. It's a big fucking part of the budget. And,
well, the military does, but not people in the military.
Understand, not people within the military, but because it's such a big fucking part and it's with expanded and, you know, they have, like people that
actually know shit rolling out the Space Force.
Well, that, and it's just people that abuse the contract system, like in that War Dogs movie or whatever, where it's just like, right? I'm sure it's very essential to our nation. I feel like they just recently approved of the defense budget that was, you know, multi-trillions of dollars, while there's still people struggling from this pandemic. So it's just really, I don't know.
No, I get that.
I just personally don't really have that big of a fond liking to the military people. I mean, not military people. I love you. It's just military. Sorry.
I get that.
Miswording.
Like, wow. This was
no, I literally love you, military people. Obviously, you're my wife. And I support, you know, everything that, you know, you're still involved with in military-wise.
Yeah, but the identity part that I'm talking about is where...
That's what I'm saying. It shapes their identity.
It shapes your identity, but it's because they take these kids fresh out of high school and put them in an isolated summer camp, essentially.
Exactly, where you don't really actually explore anything.
But the whole point of it is to try and, like, break you down and build you back up. So they try...
Well,
like, yeah, you get to learn a cool job in the Navy, but, like, or in the military in general, but you also, like... Like, you have to memorize their ways, ethos, bullshits, and all that
and,
kind of stuff.
And I understand that it probably builds amazing character and structures you to be a great human being, to where you're not, unfortunately, like, probably like me, a lazy asshole that just sleeps in bed, or not sleeps, stays in bed a good majority of the time, and minimally activist, and, you know, like, just not necessarily super tidy. So understandably they have certain standards that you know can boil down to really ultimately being good kind of mental health practices, you know, a sense of cleaning and looking proper and stuff like that. However, it's just the way they go about doing said things, and of like yelling in your face, "This isn't right, soldier." At least that's what's portrayed from what I see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't have anything going. I haven't been in it, but I don't feel like that's the right way to go about it, man. Like,
you can chill the fuck out and stop yelling at me, bro.
Can you just like?
Oh, I get that.
And so, and like I'm sure, like I said, it teaches great life skills, and I'm sure you can come out with it in a great knowledge of a certain trade and a certain skill set. However, I mean, I still people that are, you know, homeless veterans, and I know people that, you know, are veterans themselves, and what they learned within the military they don't even do or use to this day. So it's just, maybe they, like yourself, are going to school for it, but somebody like homie Bill, you know,
yeah,
he was,
shout out Bill.
Yeah, he was doing like tech stuff in the military, and
he was IT support for the Marines.
And now he, I mean,
sounds like the cakest fucking billet in the planet for any military that's listening. But
and then, you know,
he's a homie though.
Comes to Colorado and sells weed, so
and he's fucking good at
it. Yeah, he's an amazing guy. That's somebody I feel like didn't let the military shape his personality and shape his life. That's
he did to some extent.
I
you
mean,
just don't know, cause
to the positive aspects of probably, like, I'm sure he's probably tidy as fuck, and he's, you know, but he's just very friendly, very positive all the time. He always has a smile on his face, and it's just like, not to say that you're not like that as well. Don't get
I'm
me
not.
Wrong.
Don't
no, know. You have a smile on your face a good majority of the time. You're very friendly, very nice. However, don't get me wrong, there have been times where I've gotten you angry, so I have seen that side. But that's just like in the sense of like a media portrayed. I don't have that many military friends or veteran friends and all that stuff, so you just see that straight face, you know, stern look kind of military. That's what comes into my head when I see military. So meeting people like you, meeting people like Bill and Troy, you know.
I was like, Troy's kind of a devil dog. Love him, but.
I mean, this is.
He knows you can, what I mean by it.
That's so. Just meeting people and getting to know them and breaking this stereotype and this stigma. So it's just, I'm sure there probably are people like that, but I'm sure there's a good majority and percentage of them that aren't.
It's like 50. Like, okay. Let me ask you this on the identity scale. Did you expect either of my parents to be veterans?
Not your mom.
See, my mom's always been the one that people are like, really? Whoa.
Well.
But why is that?
Just because, at least in my mindset mm-hmm. of that time era, I didn't think it was that big of a thing for females to join the army. I'm sure they had been doing it for years at that point.
I think they started, I think in the 60s.
I'm not sure. I don't know that history. I don't need
no,
to.
No, I do.
That's I don't need I to fully know it, but that's the main reason. Not because of any sort of strength, because she's a very strong, positive woman. However, that's just the time frame wise.
No, I get that. And it even for the time frame too, like, shout out my uncle, and he knows who he is, but literally told my grandma when my mom was enlisting, there's only two types that enlist in the army, dykes and, oh man, he said something else I kind of forget, but
yeah,
it's dykes and something else, and
dykes and trikes,
something, I don't know, it was some like racist probably. Sexist, whatever kind of thing for back in the day type slur, but essentially it had my had my grandma worried that she thought she had a queer daughter, but jokes on my grandma because it skipped a generation, but shout out Grams. Never met you, but you sound cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think my mom's one of those unicorns that didn't let the
I feel like that's where she let it shape her in a positive way.
She let it shape her in a positive way, but from what I've heard from, like, her friends from back in the day, she was essentially similar to me in, like, kind of disgruntled, but, like, working on it and, like, therapy and shit, so.
Yeah.
Shout out therapy, but.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's cool that she went through the, like, nursing aspect of getting that through her army experience, and now she's still doing that through this day and soon to be retired.
She's like HBIC now.
Yeah, like. And she's got a pretty cake job, and that's pretty sick. So that's I feel like where, you know, the positive aspects of the military can come in, where it can really shape your way, your future positively if it's the career choice and the path you want to take. You know, it can definitely,
yeah,
you know, lead you know, it's leading to you a great career path and an amazing future. So, you know, once you finish school, which is in the very near future,
not fucking soon.
But then there's that also other end of the spectrum where it causes tremendous damage to people, and not necessarily physically, I mean, as well as physically, but as well as mentally to people. So it's just like.
It's like it sucks, but it's also, I don't know. For me, with all the shit that happened to me in the Navy, like, yeah, it sucks it happened to me, but, like, it also helps me in situations where most people would lack empathy. I feel like I kind of make up for it, but. I don't know. Maybe that's just experiences and, like, being stuck in shitty situations that just kind of changed perspective. But I don't know. I was just thinking the identity sense in with the military of, like, you, like, get ingrained, like, have something essentially ingrained in you every day, 365, 24/7, like, for, like, at least 4 years, sometimes sooner. But, like, it's kind of hard to, like, get it out of your head. It's, like, a really good glorified brainwashing, to be completely honest, but.
Yeah.
It's definitely one that therapy helps get, helps, like, still keep the identity, but, like, not as much live by, like, your ethos or the creed or whatever the fuck, whatever branch says things nowadays, but. Yeah. Anyway.
Yee.
This was our episode for identities, I believe, unless you have anything else to add.
No.
No.
Not that I can think of. I'm pretty stoned. That drink got me fucked up. That joint got me fucked up.
Hell yeah. Be sure to catch us next week. Honestly, at this point, we don't know if we're having other guests on or what's going on.
It's to be determined.
It's to be determined.
It's up in the air.
It's a weird time. People that say
they'll come on, but understandably, everybody has their own life and
it's like a fucking pandemic still, too.
Yeah, so we're just winging it at this point.
We are, but we will catch you guys next Thursday.
Yeah. Thank you.